The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 26th of March, 2013. And we've got record numbers here today by way of listenership, and I understand the reason why. Cyprus makes a deal? Well, there's other deals being made. And I want people to take notice of one glaring issue that they're dancing around and they're scared to talk about. And that's simply this. How much did these money-backed securities get everybody in the hole? Well, folks, hang on to your, sit down, fasten your safety belts, because we're going to go through this European thing, the Cyprus deal. And basically what's going on here is the banks figured out a way to recapitalize itself, and that's off of private accounts. They're stealing people's money. All right? It doesn't get any plainer than that. And also an announcement here. Of course, you realize that we have Andy Hoffman on with us twice a month, and we also have Gerald Celente. And Jim Willie will be joining us as well. So we'll have to schedule Jim out, and I'll find that hole in the schedule to bring Jim Willie up. But I'm known as a golden jackass. He's got some pretty good contacts in the European banking system, and he seems to know what happens before they announce it. So at any rate, ranting Andy Hoffman is here today with us. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. Quite the all-star cast. Congratulations on getting Jim.
Yeah, he's, this is the most popular program on this network, and especially on Tuesdays. People want to know, and I guess they paid attention to the old maxim, you want to find out what's going on, just follow the money. Mm-hmm. Or, in this case, Andy, really the lack of it. And are we starting to see, I guess I can frame this at the outset with this question, are we going to see the implosion of the European Union and their banking system?
Well, of course we are. I mean, it's inevitable because of the house of sand that it's based on. But, you know, my favorite, aspect of this is when people think that Europe is so strong because it's been around so long. Meanwhile, the European Union's only been around for 14 years. It's been an unmitigated disaster of money printing, and already you see all those nationalistic hatreds coming across in the meetings. Heck, half the people can't even speak to each other in the same language. And, one by one, the weak links are falling apart, the Cypruses and the Greeces, and it's going to move right up the chain through the pigs until Germany cries uncle.
Well, and Germany's playing a dangerous game. They knew the situation. They knew what loans were going to mean. So that tells me that a prearranged plan was already in place. People have asked me, Andy, you know, we all know what's coming, and these bankers aren't stupid. So where's their plan B? We saw what their plan A was. Let us bail them out. Well, we're going to do it again. We'll take the 3-minute break, be back with Andy Hoffman right after this.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord, 550 tensile strength, military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Andy, let's back up a little bit here on the Cyprus deal. Another bank underwater, but with a little bit of difference here, with a little more international flair. Evidently, Russia was using their banks as well as other countries. It was, I heard it described as being kind of like the Cayman Islands of Europe. And they held a lot of money. Well, the Russians are a little bit nervous right now. The Cyprus folks over there have been told that, don't worry, anybody over 100,000 euros or under that, we're not going to touch you. But there's a little caveat there. You can't get to your money. The banks are still closed. They're projecting they'll be closed through Thursday. Maybe they'll open up Friday. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. But we've got a situation right now with Cyprus that it seems to be unwinding. Let's pick it up from there.
Well, look, Cyprus, as you say, is kind of the Cayman Islands of, or at least the Cayman Islands of Russia. The size of the banking system there is, I think, 8 times the size of the economy. That's all they do over there is they safeguard money for people and became kind of a mini Russian protectorate. So they also, because they have such a big financial sector, they did all their banks did all the same things that the big banks did in all the other Western nations. And which is, you know, make horrible loans and buy sovereign bonds of each other. And of course, they're part of the Eurozone. So they were given all that free money that the ECB does, that they dole out. So they, you know, they become a colossus for such a small island. And as a result, their breakdown is a very, very big deal. I mean, there's a lot of money that's owed to and from Cyprus. It probably, I've read over $100 billion. And as you say, you know, they were trying to screw the Russians, who had the largest amount of deposits there. So, you know, we're talking about currency wars, trade wars. I mean, you name it going on here. But the name of the game is, as you start out with, they are stealing the people's money. First, they proposed to steal everyone's money. Then they said, we'll only steal people who have over 100,000 euros in the bank, but we'll steal a lot more of it. And that will spread like a cancer throughout Europe. There is nothing that's going to stop the bank runs across Europe. And if you recall, the Fed is already holding up Europe. They've sent over $300 billion that they've spoken of in the last 2 months just to prop up banks. And now look at what's going on with the banks in Europe. The bank stocks are plunging. The bank bonds are plunging. I mean, it's a really ugly situation, and there is no way that it's going to be turned back now.
Well, it's for the Federal Reserve, everybody's walking away from trading with the Federal Reserve notes. Good news for the Federal Reserve, it'll bump the Federal Reserve against the euro a little bit, but that's going to be very short term. What keeps going through my mind, Andy, is this elephant in the room. Everybody's been walking around this thing so much, trying to stay out of its way. They've worn holes in the carpet. This is the one thing, and I have asked this question repeatedly. Where is the mainstream media? Where are the Wall Street pundits? Where are the people that are supposed to be and do business in the financial sectors doing whatever? Nobody has come out of any weight and said that, look, you know, the problem we're really facing, let's go back to the derivatives market and this banking bubble in the first place, and let's examine how much trouble and how much debt they really got us in. This is what's going on all over Europe. This is what's going on in the United States. This is what's going on with all the established economies around the world. But yet, I see no stories coming out of anywhere. Let's talk about how big that elephant really is.
Well, people just don't learn. I mean, you know, what we're talking about now with Cyprus is no different than what happened in 2008. I mean, in 2008, the system all but shut down. The government was, you know, printed money left and right to, you know, to float it. And, you know, back then they had a balance sheet to sacrifice. Now they don't. But, you know, there were capital controls. Citibank was limiting withdrawals at the time. They were in Congress. There were bills being discussed about confiscating IRAs and making them guaranteed annuity contracts. All these things were going on in 2008 and came within a hair's breadth of occurring, except the money printing bought them a little time. And here we are 5 years later. The exact same thing is happening, except, of course, the central banks have no more balance sheet to sacrifice. And, you know, in the mainstream media, as usual, all they're going to do is follow the markets. If the markets go up, they'll say everything's fine. If they go down, they'll say that everything's falling apart. But now, what you're seeing is this incredible dichotomy where the United States stock market goes up when everything else plummets. It doesn't matter. I mean, God, look at all the news today just on the economic front here, how bad it was. So you have such a dislocation and such a dumbed down, numbed down public and mainstream media from all the hell that's gone in the last 5 years that you really have to try very hard to find people that can discuss what's actually going on. And, you know, what I see here is just the continuation of 2008, which was inevitable, the kicking the can, hitting the end of the road. And I think as a result, you're going to see some real hell rain down on Europe and other parts of the world later this year.
Well, they've tried to make people feel good, the individual depositor in Cyprus, that we're not going to touch you if you're under 100,000, but you can't touch it yet. But I'm starting to see and hear rumblings. In order to pull off this Cyprus deal, the bank bailout, and they're out there looting depositors, that in fact some depositors may lose 40 to 60% of their accounts in those Cyprus banks. How? And if we're talking Russia here, Is Russia going to sit back and watch half of their deposits go into somebody else's hands for the sake of saving that bank and stopping the domino effect throughout Europe?
No, that's a pittance for Russia. First of all, I'm reading that somehow the Russians were able to take a lot of their money out during this whole intervening period. But either way, I mean, $5 or $10 billion is nothing to them. It's more concept. The fact that they have been, cheated and swindled by who they thought were their partners. And this is Putin, who probably hates the Westerners more than anyone on the planet. And he will seek revenge, likely in partnership with the other Easterners who want no part of this Western banking cabal. It's a very, very symbolic gesture. The fact that the ECP chose Cyprus as their first target because of all the Russian money there, which was clearly to me a declaration of war on the, West versus East. And, it's not going to go unpunished because, the Russians and the Chinese and all that, they have all the money. They have all the gold, and they will be making the rules in the future. Frankly, my first impression when I saw this whole thing come out, 2 weekends ago, was that the Germans, I mean, look, as you said, they're not stupid. They know there's going to be bank runs throughout Europe because of this. And, my belief is that the Germans are desperate to get the euro to break up. And they are starting, the process going. Because, they're not going to come out. Merkel's not going to come out and say, we're breaking up the euro. Everyone will hate them like it's World War III. They want the system to go down. They do have an election coming up later this year in the fall. And there's no way. Look, the majority of Italians are against the euro. The majority of Greeks are against it. And now we're getting to the point where a third or more of the Germans are against it. So it's inevitable. It's just a matter of how and when.
Well, and I'm starting to see some indication out there that they're starting to mention about the amount of the mortgage-backed security debt. And I saw, I don't know if you're familiar with Egon von Geritz, but he said, this problem goes unremarked because nobody wants to talk about it. And he said the amount of debt in the world, it must be roughly about $200 trillion. No, in fact, it's five times that amount. So, I was going to say, so admit that there's debt, but you don't admit to the actual accounting. I mean, how much debt? And again, this would start to make sense to a lot of people if we were talking about how much debt they actually created, how much of a ripoff actually transpired. There would be calls for people to be drug into courts and charged with fraud. And since I had you on last, we had the Attorney General, Eric Holder, here in the United States.
Really?
No, we didn't have him on the air.
Okay.
No, that guy would not come on this program.
No.
He came out and made the statement that he's not going to seek fraud charges against the banks for what went on, because that might endanger the U.S. economy, and that might have implications for a worldwide economy. And he was alluding to a crash. So here we got the highest lawyer of the land here in this country saying, no, I'm not going to touch the thieves, because if we start clawing at them and start charging them, start jailing them, that could collapse the system.
Yeah, I mean, even worse was what I actually interpreted was not so much about the past, was that, look, these entities are too big to prosecute. generally speaking. So he's saying that they're not just too big to bail, they're too big to jail. I mean, they're basically giving them a free pass, right? I mean, right? If you knew you didn't have, that you were not bound by the law, what would you do, right?
Well,
especially if you were a financial sociopath like Jamie Dimon and all these guys. But as for the, you're talking about the mortgage debt, and, almost every country in the world is still seeing crashing mortgage markets. I mean, that's what Japan, which is doing its ultra QE, determines deflation, because they can't get their real estate market to rise. Whereas in the United States, it's the only one where we have prices modestly rising. And that's only because all the free money is going into speculation. Right now, 9.5 out of every 10 mortgages are originated and owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
And the government has seen fit to start up another government-controlled entity when those troublesome characters fall by the wayside. Okay, we'll take the break here and be back with Ranting Andy Hoffman right after these messages.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence.
Well, for a country that started this debacle, and that's a polite term, to a country that will do anything that it has to do to try to give the illusion of stability, and you mentioned it, Andy, U.S. stock market. You know, I am in total amazement about this. You know, the idea that we can grow ourselves out of this, because anybody that understands anything about Austrian economics, they realize that the deeper you go into a credit cycle, the more debt creation you need to create a real dollar for GDP growth. In other words, it's just not, there is not going to be any recovery. This is maddening, and a lot of people still do not understand the banking. So they're willing to fall for any positive sign coming out of somebody's face that, you know, well, we're still here. We're 6 years into this recession, actually going on seven now, into this recession and depression. How many times, Andy, did they say that, well, there was a possibility of a double-dip recession? We're already talking about depression-like numbers. So just by the mere fact of how they're trying to play this off that, you know, we had a down cycle here, yeah, it looked really bleak, yeah, if we don't do the quantitative easings and austerities and the flat-out bailouts and outright theft, folks, there is no other way to describe what is going on, what we went through to bail out these banks, as you put it, the too big to fail and obviously too big to jail, bankers, that we now have to allow the thieves, and they are in charge, we now kowtow to the thieves to find remedy to the problem that they themselves created.
Right. Okay. So when we talk about the what I call the Dow Jones propaganda average, right? And I ask anyone that's listening to Google that, because it's a piece that I wrote about a year and a half ago, and it followed up showing how the Dow literally does almost the same exact thing every day. It's called, I call it dead ringer, where it bottoms at about 10:15 in the morning, and then it steadily rises throughout the day, usually as a Hail Mary right at the end of the day. And I've actually noticed over the past 2 years that the volatility has become even less. I mean, you have to look at today's chart. We're talking about stocks, which are supposed to be the most volatile things. They literally have zero volatility. All the public has left the stock market. Those numbers are out there. The hedge funds have been destroyed. I think 85% of them underperformed the market last year, and something like 70% are underperforming this year. There's no one left in the market except for the PPT, which is the government. So the first thing I need people to realize is, you know, there's only one purpose that thing is out there, and that is to try to purvey confidence, because it's not making anyone money except for the Wall Street people that get the free government money to throw into it. And it's just a matter of perception. And right now, I've put out in the last, 6 months, I put out so many charts in my pieces showing just stark differences between the way the market used to react to data and the way it does now. We've seen, for the most part, negative economic data, but the stock market keeps going. And, you know, for a while it was going with Apple, and Apple fell, and they just ignored Apple. No matter what happens, no matter what correlations there are, everything, with the Dow breaks off from reality. I mean, and as far as, you know, the propaganda, you know, I go back to the term green shoots, which Wernicke used, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, which was one of a dozen at least of these, you know, propaganda games to try to get people to feel good, and to start spending money and say, don't worry, things are getting better. And, you know, none of them have panned out. I mean, none have even come close to panning out. So what they've done is just increase the level of money printing and market manipulation and propaganda, which is why you now have NFP payroll numbers, which A, are so mangled by seasonal adjustment factors and birth death models. And by the way, they're not even comparable with what was put out last year because of changes in the accounting for it. They are now counting part-time jobs. They are now counting minimum wage jobs. They're just throwing in anything they can. And even so, the numbers still stink. And then when you look at anything in the real world that compares to it, I mean, look at the consumer confidence numbers that came out today. Not just the government ones, but the State Street ones as well, both sets. I mean, we are talking about plummeting numbers across the board because people don't have money. And even if they did get a part-time job at McDonald's paying minimum wage, that does not make them able or desirous of spending more money.
That's right. And barely able to sustain themselves, let alone spend and contribute anything to the economies that we have built. And you're exactly right. I reminded folks months ago, I said, if you've noticed, and I think this would pretty well match up with all the private investors getting out of the stock market. I mean, we've seen the high rollers sell off their bank stocks and clear themselves and try to stay away from any collateral damage with the banks. But I reminded people that you used to see, when we had the market volatility, they came up with a grand little plan to stop people from just wholesale dumping stock, so they would put curbs, and you'd see that little flashing red signal there, and the curbs are in, transactions are currently suspended, not for very long, but just to quiet the market down. We have not seen that in months and months and months. High rollers are gone, stock market, no private people there. It's a con game, and you're absolutely right, Andy, it's a con game. But people are starting to pay attention. So what do they do when the truth is finally come to light? What do they do then? We'll talk more about this and take your calls at 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Jim Sinclair was talking about the FDIC, and that's the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. And I remember back in 08, I knew a bank manager. He was at the time working for WAMU. Didn't see this coming. I knew it was coming. I saw the look on his face when the handwriting was finally readable to him. He was not a happy man. And he had moved to another bank, and he and I started to talk. And he said, look, he says, if people have multiple deposits in our bank, and it doesn't total more than $250,000, well, then those accounts will be covered. But if we've got one depositor that has more than $250,000 in our bank, we can't cover them. Now, let's go forward with the FDIC. The FDIC has always been looked upon as investment and banking protection, that your accounts are covered up to a certain dollar amount, and everybody relax because you'll be just fine. You'll get reimbursed just in case we can't strip the assets off and get those over to somebody else's balance sheet and then have the taxpayers pay the rest of it. And it was a very interesting scenario. because from what I can tell, the FDIC only has about $40 to $50 billion in their accounts to cover any depositors by way of their insurance. So what I'm seeing here, Andy, J.P. Morgan takes all the garbage that came out of Freddie and Fannie and their recycled paper and dumps it on the FDIC accounts, but it just sits there, and that's representative of debt, not the ability to cover depositors. So what's going on with that one?
Okay, well, first off, you talk about the $250,000 scenario. And it's one of these things where the banks will just change the rules on you. I mean, one bank will say, yeah, if you have 10 accounts with $25,000 each, you're fine. And the other will say, no, it's only if you have one account with $250,000. But the fact is, you know, in these kind of situations, they don't care about the rules. I mean, what we just learned in Cyprus is there is no law. There are no rules. I mean, in the United States, yes, the FDIC is $30 billion. Who knows? I mean, that's a joke because there's trillions in the banks. So basically, people think, well, the government will just print money to save everyone like they did in 2008. But I think what we just saw in Cyprus shows that that no longer is the case. Deposit insurance no longer is real. I mean, yeah, they could print the money, but there's just as good a chance, particularly in Europe, that they'll just take what you got. Even if it doesn't really plug in the holes, they'll just take it anyway.
You know, the only analogy that I can think of here is you've got grass you've got to cut, you've got an acre or two that you've got to cut, so you go borrow your neighbor's John Deere tractor, and you cut your grass, and you put it in your garage. And when the neighbor asks for it back, it says, well, wait a minute, I have a greater need. This is now mine. And then this is basically, it's the theft of people's property. And
right.
I was just going to say, yes, they are reinventing the rules as they go along, because now they're sanctioning. In order to stabilize and not have this house, the European House of Cards go, the United States go, and God knows who else on this planet, that we now have to allow ourselves the ability to steal your money. I mean, there is no other way to look at this, Andy. No other way. You got something that doesn't belong to them. It's deposited in your building into those accounts, representative of individuals, businesses, corporations, whatever the case may be. And they've just come right out and said that, look, in order for us to survive, in order to stabilize the markets and the banking system to quiet everybody down, we are now authorizing ourselves to steal.
And, you know, it comes in so many different ways. I mean, this is why I took all of my money out of the banking system 5 years ago. I just keep $1,000 in the bank right now for basic services. Like I said, they were doing some of these things back in 2008, and it's quite clear, especially because these big banks are all insolvent to start with. And remember, they were insolvent because the mortgages in the housing market has gotten much worse since 2008, so they're far more insolvent now. And so there's just no reason to be in there. Either they'll take it in a Cyprus-type way, or they'll just fall apart, or like an MF Global-type way, where you find out that you weren't properly protected. There were no proper firewalls or rules that blocked the company from having assets shared or commingled. So there's just no reason to keep your money in the bank. You're not getting paid any money. You're getting paid zero interest now. And you're certainly not getting to borrow at zero interest, but you're getting paid zero interest. So why keep your money there? You put it in physical gold and silver. You keep money at home for all you know. You keep it in a safe. You keep it with a gun and a dog. It's much safer there than it is in a bank, because who knows what rule will be changed tomorrow?
Well, and people aren't aware that back in January, what did the Federal Reserve do to bail out European banks? Very quietly, they transferred, what was it, $1.6 trillion to European banks?
I mean, over the past 2 years, they have overtly given them $300 or $400 billion just in the past 2 or 3 months. But remember all those secret loans that went out in 2008 and 2009? That was $16 trillion total. Many of them went out to European banks. Heck, many of them went out to companies like Toyota and McDonald's that didn't even need it. But look, let's face it, as bad as the United States system is, I mean, and the United States banks are weighed down more by these derivatives than anything else, The European banking system is far worse. They use far more leverage than even the American banks, and their economy is far worse off because of this bastardized European Union experiment, which has enabled these weak sisters in the South to spend themselves into oblivion. And I mean, the amount of toxic debt is uncountable that's there. And of course, it's going to come to roost. Cyprus is just the beginning of it. And there is just no way we're going to get through 2013 without something horrific happening in Greece, which, by the way, owes something like $600 or $700 billion.
Anywhere between $500 to $700 billion, and you are correct. Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's a great show as always, but you're knocking it out of the park today. I'm trying to get my, I'm trying to figure this thing out here. I mean, you have, I'm trying to connect a couple dots and maybe follow this to its logical conclusion. Let's say that the EU, and you know, starts confiscating people's savings. Now, I don't know, even if it's 20 or 30 or 40%, like your guess says, it's going to cause massive bank runs, and who's to say it won't come here? So the big question I'm asking is, are we hearing the fat lady sing now? Is the gig up? I mean, are they? You know, is this like the last? You know, thing to happen before the you know what hits the fan, because once they confiscate people's wealth, they're going to confiscate the savings that businesses have as well. So the whole thing is going to become unglued. I mean,
well, look,
I just don't see anything. Yeah. I just don't see how this can be just a total, complete economic debacle.
That's right. It will be, because fiat currency is a Ponzi scheme. It must grow larger to survive, and it must maintain confidence, of course. And the United States is the head. The rest of the world is the body. The United States is the head because it was given in 1944 the reserve currency status. There's more dollars out there than anything else. Therefore, we have a bit more leverage with the world than everything else, than everyone else. But the fact is, we also have the most debt. And on top of that, you know, the economies of the world are not supporting the head anymore. We have no more blood coming to us in the head. So it's going to, this cancer will just strike all the parts of the body, starting with the cypresses at the feet, moving all the way up, and finally getting to the United States. And, you know, yeah, of course your money is going to be confiscated one way or the other. I'm guessing it's going to be more because of inflation than confiscation, which is why you need to protect yourself, your family, and your business. I don't know when it will be. Maybe it will be this year. Maybe Cyprus will be the event that breaks everything apart, and some pretty smart people are saying that. But if not, look, we'll look up next year, and the U.S. debt will be $20 trillion, and the European debt will be much worse, and the Japanese debt will be much worse, and inflation will be much worse. And at some point, something will catalyze it, and it may very well be this year, and it may be next year. But it's not going to be 5 years from now.
Well, you know, the only thing I could say is the longer they play this thing out, the worse the repercussions are going to be. And to me, this is just a classic case of the parasite, i.e. banks, destroying the host, the nations of the world.
Absolutely correct. And again, as you say, you kick the can further down the road, it just makes the end that much worse. But, you know, the thing that, you know, the tell that you're near the end of the road is when the debt starts going up parabolically and the inflation gets so high that people are starting to, you know, revolt. And you're seeing these things happen worldwide. And now this kill shot with Cyprus, you know, they're literally telling people, we are going to steal your money. So any pretense that was left of the government as protector of the public is gone after this.
The mask is falling off. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Mike. You know, I've been sitting here reading Nigel Farage. He made the observation here. He said the sooner the whole Eurozone breaks up and collapses, the better off we'll be. And this has been an argument that I've had for quite some time. All the shuffling of paper and trying to fluff up their deposit books and everything else. We all know that it's not going to work because of that big fat elephant that everybody's walking around and trying not to look at. That's not going to go away. he says the alternative to that rise of violence and extremism across South Europe, you're going to see an orderly retreat from the Eurozone, and that's going to be difficult to achieve. And go ahead.
Well, Nigel Farage, he is, you know, I call him the Ron Paul of Europe. He's the one lone voice that's got it right. And look, it's the same thing. The guys who are running Europe, they can't just let it end tomorrow. If they just say, all right, we're going to, you know, we're going to stop printing money. We're going to let Cyprus leave, let Greece leave, et cetera. There will be a short period of such intense pain and such intense depression and social unrest. They don't want to, A, be blamed for it, and B, they don't want to lose their cushy jobs. So they will do anything. It's like the movie Fargo. I've written about the movie Fargo so many times before, how the guy just needed a little money, the main character, right? Lundegaard. And instead of just being humble and asking his father-in-law for the money, he created this kidnapping scheme. And then you look up 2 hours later at the end of the movie and everyone is dead because he must keep digging the hole deeper to prevent that short-term pain. Right. And now the hole is so deep that the pain will be nuclear. And so there's no way any of the politicians are going to let this happen. It's going to be the markets that force it on them.
Well, and it was very telling what he said, being an observer from Europe and looking to the West here. It's very telling. He said that, I see is the Western political class that has effectively bankrupted countries. He says Western civilization hinges on democracy and the rule of law. And what we're seeing is democracy being smashed and the rule of law being treated with contempt. Even people like me who have spent many long years winning that things that are out of control are really, really scared by the events of the past few days. And whether he did this intentionally or unintentionally is the root of the problem. If we're a legislative, Andy, if we're a legislative democracy in this country, and you can get 51% of the people to vote for it or go along with it or whatever the case may be, that is not the rule of law. The rule of law used to come under what we used to lovingly refer to as the founding documents or the Constitution, where it prohibited a private money corporation or anybody else that claims of financial wizardry or control of taking such a role. And I don't know if he did this intentionally or he did it just because he falls with everybody else on the thing of world democracies. We had a rule of law in this country. There were direct commands as to what not to do. And one of those things you didn't do was enter in with an agreement with a den of vipers. And this is exactly what has taken place. This is exactly the problem that Europe is facing right now. But Andy, nobody is spelling this out. Nobody is coming out right and saying the reason why we're in this problem right now is because of the fiat system to begin with.
Well, it's the end game. This is where, I mean, there's no use talking about it. You know, the public has been so dumbed down by it. But, I mean, there's all semblance of reality is gone right now. And that's what I write about every day. In Europe, too, they had a rule of law. I mean, the EU, they have a European Union, the euro currency. They have their own constitution. They have the Maastricht treaties. Those treaties were broken 6-7 years ago with the, you know, the amount of budget deficits that they were supposed to have. Now they all have 5 times the budget deficits. Even Germany has much more than they're supposed to. There's absolutely, utterly no law left in any of the major Western societies. And then you have the Eastern societies where they have, you know, dictatorships. So this is not a good time for the world.
I agree with you. And that further bolsters my point by saying that everybody is walking around and it's like they're not dealing with reality. And I don't know how you write it. I don't know how you project or you write stories when you're in la-la land, because we have a tendency to be factual. Look at the charts and the graphs and the facts and the figures, and we call it what it is. Now we're entering in a realm that it is pure fantasy, pure prepackaged, predigested lies. Let's throw this one out and see if we can buy a little bit more time. Buy a little bit more time to what end? What do they think that they're going to accomplish by not calling it what it is, not taking that period, and I agree with you, intense pain? But it's either we have to cut our own leg off because, what, we've got blood flow interruptus here in the leg. I've got gangrene. I know it's going to kill me, but I will survive. Is it going to hurt? It's going to hurt like hell. But I know I'll be alive tomorrow.
Yeah, but the people running the show don't think like that. They're already in good shape. They have these great jobs. They run the EU. They run the Congress. They could care less. They become sociopaths to the point, just like the guy in Fargo did. He was a nice guy, and by the end of it, he couldn't care less what was going on. He just wanted to get his money. And Occam's razor will tell you exactly what's going on. These guys just want to keep power, and they'll do anything to keep power. And, you know, you mentioned before we do the math and figure out what should happen, yet it hasn't been happening. I mean, yeah, I was a Wall Street analyst for 15, 20 years. I'm a CFA. I worked for banks doing analysis, and I had to disavow all that because nothing is real anymore. Everything is manipulated, and everything is run by a handful of people trying to maintain a status quo that strangles the 99%.
Do you remember the conversation you had with yourself once you realized that this is not sustainable and I've got to get the hell out?
Oh, it was several conversations. I mean, I left Salomon in 2005. It was not until a couple of years later where I realized, oh, my God, Wall Street is just dead. And it was a couple of years after that where I sold my last stock. I mean, I had my whole net worth in stocks forever because that was my expertise. And I realized stocks don't work. Then I worked for mining companies, and I realized they've destroyed these mining companies. Mining companies don't work anymore. So I've moved my entire business and my personal wealth to the top of the totem pole, the one place that these guys can't get to, which is physical gold and silver.
Well, Franklin Delano got to a little bit of it by the depositors that had those funds in the banks back in the 30s. But a lot of people did not fall for that. Let me take one more call here, and I want to get back to that mining issue because I have a couple of questions for you on that issue. But let me take Chuck in Texas here. Hello, Chuck.
Great show today, guys.
Hi.
They're calling this theft in Europe. They're calling it a tax. Now, the FDIC is not going to pull off on a tax for a fee levied by the United States government. So the FDIC is not going to pull off when they steal our money.
Okay, you've got a real bad connection. It's kind of what I call a Donald
Duck. Okay, better?
Donald Duck call. Yeah, that is much better.
Okay, here's my point. They're calling it a tax in Europe. All they have to do is call it a tax or a fee or something like that. The FDIC is off the hook completely, aren't they?
No. They're not calling it a tax. No, the first, when they announced this 2 weekends ago, and they said we're taking 7% of the people's money and 10% of the people who are over 100,000, that was a tax. That's why the Cyprus Parliament was able to vote on it. But then when the Cyprus Parliament voted 36-0 against it, they went to Brussels and said it's not a tax, it's a levy against wealth, in which case the Parliament was not allowed to vote on it. So my point is what we were talking about before. They will change the rules, the wording, the law, anything to get what they want.
Okay. I didn't know that they'd made that change. Thanks for clarifying that for me.
Sure.
Great show, guys.
All right, Chuck. Thanks for your call. mining stocks. Mining. I can remember several years ago, the complaint was, well, because of the cost of mining, it's not going to pay off for us to mine silver. And the issue was on silver at the time. They were claiming that they needed $26 an ounce, if memory serves, per ounce, in order to be profitable. Well, we're over that. But you mentioned something about the mining stocks or the mines out there. What happened with that? Who moved in and who stopped the flow of the metals into the markets?
Okay, well, a couple of things. One, the marginal cost of production for silver right now is closer to $30 an ounce. And anyone could Google SRS Rocco or Steve St. Angelo. He's written about the costs. And all you have to do is look at the profitability or lack of it in the mining stocks to realize that there's very little profitability, that the cost is so high of producing. In fact, half of the gold miners now are saying, oh, yeah, we're going to talk about our all-in costs, not just our cash costs. And all of a sudden, their costs have doubled from what they've said all along. But everyone knows that the cash cost of producing gold is closer to $1,500 than $600 because none of them are making any money. But the big issue with mining stocks in general is that they are the easiest target for the cartel that there is. Look, I, from 2002 until 2009 or 8, 2008, had 100% of my net worth in mining stocks. And then I had probably half of it until 2010 or 11, where I finally sold the last ones. And on top of that, I worked for 5 years, from 06 to 2011, as an investor relations officer or consultant to dozens of mining companies. So I know this business. It's a horrible business, but more importantly, it's the naked shorting that has destroyed it. One, you have the government of the USA shorting the big cap companies to keep sentiment down. And then you have the banks in Canada, which have been for years naked shorting their little mine of their clients to get the prices down so they can get better financings with more warrants. Mm-hmm. And it's been a self-fulfilling prophecy that has destroyed the business. In fact, I've read that probably half of all the junior miners in the world will be bankrupt by the end of this year. They have no money left. There is no capital markets left. And I mean none. And as for the big companies, their share prices are so depressed. They're just, they're become anathema. But worse yet, I mean, you ask the mining companies what they think and they'll tell you what I've been saying forever. I've been writing about, and that is that nationalization risk, windfall profit taxes, and of course these surging prices will kill mining companies. I mean, when I owned them way back when, I owned them offensively because I thought, oh, they're going to be like internet stocks. They're going to soar. Okay. But then I realized, and I became more defensive in my investments. I realized these things are just speculations and they're among the riskiest speculations in the world. There is really no sector that's under attack more and that has more pressures from more different places coming at them. And that's why I advise people to run, and I mean sprint, away from any paper PM investment, particularly speculative mining stocks. Mm-hmm. Physical gold and silver will outperform 99% of the investments of all time, and they will do it with no risk.
Well, look, if I own a mining company, and I know my costs are going to be close to, say, $30 or the actual spot, as long as I can pay my bills and the extraction of that metal, knowing where it's going to go in the future, I know a lot of companies right now are not making profits. They're doing business just to pay their bills. And we know that and we understand that. But we don't see, and you know, we're not talking retail sales here. You're selling a pair of shoes or whatever the case may be. Your sales depend on the health and the disposable income of the participants in that market, namely the consumer. But that we're talking about something here a little bit different, where you know what your commodity is, even though that you would break even, just pay the bills and extracting that stuff from the ground. If you're sitting on it and we know where it's going, why would they be going belly up? Why would they be walking away from it?
Well, no, they're not walking away from it. They're going belly up because there's no capital in the sector. Look, the biggest factor that's killed mining stocks is the simplest one. It's because the prices are suppressed. These costs, you were talking about $25, $26, the cost of producing silver a few years ago, is $30 now. The costs inexorably go higher, but the prices have been capped for several years, for a whole decade, in
fact.
And therefore, the returns on equity of the few companies making money are the worst in the whole business. And as you know, in the mining industry, 95% of the companies are not producers, but exploration companies or developers. And they just can't get the money because the sector is so depressed right now. And they're not, the ones that are making money are making very little money. And now you're seeing left and right nationalizations, taxes, windfall profit taxes, environmental problems. The low hanging fruit is gone. So the ore grades are going down. It's becoming more difficult. It's the worst business in the world. While owning physical gold and silver is the easiest.
Can you hang on with us for a few minutes after the top of the hour break? I have one woman that calls in from time to time into the program, and I've learned with this woman that hell hath no fury like a scorned woman. So can you hang on?
One more question, sure.
Okay, good deal. All right, Renee, you heard the call. Hang on there. We'll get to you right after the top of the hour break. I'm John Stepmiller. We're on the air with Ranting Andy Hoffman from Miles Franklin. We'll be right back. With financial